These conversations get tight because people get all caught up in their feelings and everything else. And I don't like it because that's where we live. We live in those conversations, whether it's this morning with a parent group, dad and mom who are afraid of their child. I mean, that ain't something that most people want to talk about, but we did. And there's a lot of conversation that's being had that's important right now because of the racial divide and the disparity between justice, you know, and that's a real conversation to have. But there's 100 other conversations that don't necessarily have anything to do with the thing. It's almost like the three-card Monty thing when, you know, you got the card, you got to watch the card, and they move it all around and follow the queen and whatever. And it's like the game is to get you to watch other stuff instead of the queen. And the queen is police brutality. The queen is the fact that people ain't making it home. But we're talking about everything else. Things that just make, like, honestly, the Redskins, that's been an argument forever. And, okay, if that's got to be lumped into it, cool, have your conversation. But this has nothing to do with police brutality or black people dying.
With real change.
Nothing.
Yep.
So there's a lot of stuff. And again, you can be sensitive about it. Everybody has an opinion, and I think, if anything, I've really been 100 about is that in these days, people should be able to have a conversation. And I think that there's a lot of overcorrection. I'll give you an example. If somebody fell in our hallway because they were running, and they fell and broke their collarbone or something, our management, Steve Triplett and Travis and all of them would go in a room and they would be like, okay, well, we got to come up with a rule. And then the Beasley legal people were like, okay, no more running. Okay, no more running. And matter of fact, we got to limit the people in the hallways. Blah, blah, blah. Because the person like, and that slant that's on the floor, we got to redo that. Yep. We got to do that. It'll be a big overcorrection because somebody stumbled and messed it up for everybody.
Yeah.
The hot coffee that was at McDonald's. Somebody fell it dropped on their lap, and then all of a sudden it had to have hot all over it with a cardboard condom around the thing and all this stuff because it was hot. Like, who don't know coffee is hot?
Yeah.
Somebody dumb dropped it, and now all of a sudden everybody got to like live
when,
through craziness.
Starbucks kicked somebody out of the bathroom, and then they said, no, anybody can come to the bathroom.
That's homeless.
That's like a homeless shelter.
Right, yeah. That's overcorrection.
Yeah.
So we're going through an overcorrection right now. Now, and I'm seeing things. I will tell you, I'll start it off. I will tell you the first thing that I really hurt my heart.
Oh, hey, it's Cleveland. How y'all doing?
Hey, Cleveland.
Wait, I know how you're doing. You're doing good because you're listening to Orlando and the Freak Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cleveland lost his job. Cleveland, like, I ain't said nothing racial about nobody. Why Cleveland got to lose his job so black people can live?
Yeah.
Really? Like, that hurts my heart. Then I'm like, the fact that people are out there, because now everybody is losing their jobs. Anybody who's playing a role that isn't their race is now, there was a Splinter who was on one of the cartoons back in the day. It was James Avery, Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
He played that role.
Master Splinter?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know
I
what I'm
know
saying?
That.
So, like, it's like, you can't pick people who fit the mold all the time. It has to be a different thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and who is yellow from The Simpsons?
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So what would you say that you have heard that is something that you feel, all right, that ain't got nothing to do with it. Y'all need to leave that alone.
I laugh really, really hard to myself and out loud when I saw Congress show up in the African garb.
Stop.
And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all
that. They all looked like they was all coming to America. Yeah. Everybody has some kente cloth. Like, what was that? It was like 40 of them. All of them was white and everybody
kneeling
had on kente cloth.
Yeah.
Like, yo,
nobody
what y'all doing? That has nothing to do with Philando Castile.
They missed the mark on that one.
Right. Like, come on. That's a little bit. What did they say? Pandering?
Yeah.
So that's pandering.
That was pandering.
All right. Okay. All right. It's the Fallback Awards. 888-429-0941.
I like that.
What have you seen that you like, yo, bruh, fallback? Like, this ain't got nothing to do with nothing. We won't text, and I want y'all to call. 888-429-0941. If you mad, push it on. Because I'm sure they're talking about something really zesty at, you know, the Jack Harris Show or Mason Dixon or something like that. But we going to keep it 100. What you got, Rocker? What you got?
It's actually something I saw on social media that someone from the 727 just brought up, that there was talks about taking cotton out of the pill bottles.
Oh.
And I'm like, cotton protects the pills.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Taking cotton out. What's cotton doing? It's got to be black.
It has some.
Oh, you're talking about picking cotton?
Yeah. That's the traces that it comes from.
No, that's not. That has nothing to do with
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
That's dumb.
It protects
I don't think that's
the
true.
Pills.
I don't think that's true. Yeah, because then you would have to take the cotton off of Q-tips. You have to take it out of the cotton ball bag. You have to do.
Cotton
like,
we
just going to get rid of cotton?
Yeah.
Cotton got commercials.
I saw over the 4th of July weekend, they knocked down a Frederick Douglass statue.
Oh, yeah.
What a Frederick Douglass?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Nothing.
He didn't do nothing. I know. I did a book report.
They lumped him up with all the Confederates and all the statues and monuments that they're knocking down. You got to do a little research.
You know what? It's hard. Bro, I pass statues all the time, and I don't know what. All them people look alike to me. I don't know who they are. Unless I read the placard, I don't know who that is. And they've taken down a few that were like not.
Frederick Douglass was an escaped slave.
Right.
And they had a monument to commemorate him.
They took it too far.
All
right, we got text coming in, 888-429-0941. Okay, this is going to be sensitive. This is going to be sensitive, but I happen to agree with it. The Negro National Anthem being played and sung at the NFL games. Yeah.
I didn't know there was a...
Yeah, there's an... Well, okay, yeah. Okay, but that's a long... Look at my socials.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't even go into the book report. But yeah, it is. It was in 1900 it was created.
Okay.
And it's a big deal. And it was always a big deal to black people because we knew it, you know. But to force it on an NFL game, I kind of agree that it's kind of equated to singing O Canada at the hockey games. Because, you know, Miss Sonya kills it every game with the anthem. But then when she got to do O Canada, she knows it. A lot of people in there don't know it.
No.
And so the whole luster goes away where it's like, O Canada,
my native land.
Y'all know more than
that's
I do.
It. That's, all I got. That's it. That's all I know. And if they make people sing Lift Every Voice and Sing, ain't nobody going to know it. And it's going to it's gonna be like, yo, like what's going on? Because... Like everybody's singing it. So, and not to mention, there's no Hispanic anthem. There's no, you know, I mean, Hawaiian, you know, Vita Vea might want to bust one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a Samoan anthem. Like, you know what I'm saying? So this isn't helping the issue. This is just an overcorrection.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, but it's going to be lost when everybody mumbling through, you know, or trying to make sure you do the second and third verses when they're like, no, we just do the first verse.
Yeah.
That's going to be disrespectful to some people.
Yeah.
But the anthem, the regular national anthem got 2-3 verses that we don't do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, this is an overcorrection.
Yep. We got to text out the 727 about the talks of canceling Paw Patrol.
Oh, God.
Paw Patrol.
Because
you know my little nephew loves Paw Patrol.
They gonna have
every gift we gave him for his first 3 years of life was Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol birthday party.
Paw Patrol everything. He got little motorcycles, got the badge. You gonna tell him he can't have
nope.
Paw Patrol?
Nope.
Because the cops are killing people, and so the cops on Paw Patrol got a problem? Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Insane.
All right, okay, what else we got?
We got the master out of the master bedrooms.
Master bedrooms got to go.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently that. And
slave
Chief
ties.
And, yeah, slave
Chief,
ties.
Chief Keith got to change his name.
Chief Keith got to change his name. That's done. And Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
If you're taking Chief off of everybody's title, they probably going to be the next ones because they do the tomahawk chop too.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's an Indian chief because it's an arrow with the chief thing on there. So if you taking Redskins away, that means you're going to take the Super Bowl champions stuff away too. Just saying.
Yep.
So that's an overcorrection. You need to leave that alone.
We got a text that says, I'm a huge University of Florida fan and they took away our gator chomp.
Why? What's wrong with the gator
What's
chomp?
What happened with the gator? That's racial?
I don't know. They're going to have to...
The chomp with the thing? I hate it, first of all. And there's a song that they sing where they rock back and forth with that orange and blue, and it would make you nauseous if you're a no.
I don't know.
But it can make you queasy. But the chop is a gator chop.
I guess it has some racial undertones. The article says University of Florida ends its gator bait cheer and acknowledges its horrific historic racist imagery.
Oh, wait. Now, gator bait. No, that's not the chomp. The gator bait thing is a story because they used to use slaves back in the day as bait to catch Ooh. Gators.
Okay.
Oh, so, wow. That's an actual story. Like, it's a real thing. Like, that's where it's hard because a lot of people don't know this history because it wasn't taught. But like, you know, the gator bait was used. Slaves were used that way. Just like gynecological leaders in that medical field experimented with female slaves no anesthetic, you know, or any kind of like dulling of the pain. And the things that were learned at the you know, behest of people losing their lives and stuff. So there's history to it. Now, gator bait thing, if there's a song, maybe, you know what I'm saying?
The band
is not going to be playing it anymore.
So, yeah, so that I could understand that if you like, you know, it's a gesture, but it does nothing for the real problem, which is, yo, Breonna Taylor's officers are still at work or, you know, like Elijah McClain's people are out there making jokes and lost their jobs, but they're not in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, those are the issues that really matter. And it's like, you know, we're laughing and having a joke about it because these overcorrections are just empty gestures.
They're band-aids.
Right.
To the bigger problem.
Not, you know, to a thing who needs a tourniquet, you know, but you're putting a band-aid on it. We're doing the Fallback Awards right now with the whole craziness that is going on with the injustice that is out there. There's been a massive amount of overcorrections that are happening now where, you know, people are making gestures because of the heat of the topic. And I just watched Andrew Schultz where he's like, it is really just a way for a bunch of people to point to themselves instead of to the issue. Like, it's like black people got two issues. You don't want to have police kill you. And if they do, you want them prosecuted. That's pretty much what they asking for. And everybody in Hollywood and all the corporate world is like, you know what? Uncle Ben needs to leave. Like, we ain't asked for that. All right? 888-429-0941. Let's say they said somebody else just said Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima. They're like, they think that that's a little overcorrection.
Okay.
All right? Let's see. What else we have? They taking away Jesus?
White Jesus.
Yeah, they whitewashed Jesus, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, yes, right, because skin of bronze, hair of wool, lamb's wool, I mean, it says it.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows pretty much it was brown. Everybody, it wasn't just he was black. Everybody was brown.
Right.
During that time. And then people moved away, started eating fish and moved further away from the equator, and then they started getting pale and their hair started changing and whatever. So, but you can't go around repainting Jesus.
Why not?
No.
If that's how he actually looked like, because the only pictures we see in churches is blue-eyed Jesus.
There's a lot of churches I've been to where Jesus is black.
A little darker.
Jesus got finger waves.
I remember the first time I went to one of my homeboys' house and black Jesus was on the wall.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Threw you off.
Yeah,
like,
who's that?
Threw me off. You like, you thought it was El DeBarge. Yeah. You're like, is that El DeBarge in Rome? What is that? Like, I've been to my church. I went to Catholic school for 10 years and saw white Jesus up there in front of the sacrament. Like, you know, in front of the communion, you know, but then on Sundays I would go to Christian Valley with my family, and it was a black Jesus up there on the pane glass, and I was like, "Woo, this Jesus!"
Yeah.
So imagine me as a kid seeing one Jesus and one Jesus. I knew, but it was the thing, you know. But you can't go around telling people, because you tell people Jesus was made. We were made in their image.
Mm.
And everybody believes that they were made in image. And God is, if he's all-knowing and everywhere, he can also be all things. So I believe that the Jesus that in your head is looking like he might speak Spanish.
Yeah. You know,
Jesus
Cristo.
Right.
I remember I met black Jesus, and then shortly after I was introduced to black Santa Claus.
Yeah. Black Santa Claus is a thing. Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah. All right, let's see here. AJ is on the phone. AJ, we got the Fallback Awards. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, Orlando?
What's up, man?
Hey, you probably know the history of this, but the Indian Nation has kind of been after Florida State and this whole tomahawk chop thing for a while now.
Yeah, they haven't liked it. I was asking about the Seminole name because it was more of a specific tribe, so it's not more of like a slang, because they've been getting a pass on that.
Right. They've always been kind of cool with the Seminole name. It's the whole tomahawk chop thing that they've really been kind of upset about.
That's what I said when because the Braves are looking at getting rid of it. And well, if the Braves get rid of the tomahawk chop, because they say they're keeping their name, but they will they are having discussions actively right now about removing the tomahawk chop, which means FSU would have to, which means the Kansas City Chiefs would have to, and I believe right. The Indians do it too.
Well, you know, the whole tomahawk chop thing with the Braves started with Deion Sanders.
Yes, and he brought it from Seminole. He brought it from Florida State. Absolutely.
Yeah. See, a lot of people don't. The Atlanta Braves didn't even do a tomahawk chop until Deion Sanders came to play with the Braves.
And that's what they said in the 90s. In the 90s, it started when Deion went. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the Braves have just adopted that, and the Indian Nation has kind of been ticked with them about that ever since, because they didn't do it before he came to play with them.
Now, this has been an issue for a long time. Still has nothing to do with Breonna Taylor. Issue that's at hand, but it's a nice gesture. Great that y'all having the conversation. Want everybody to be comfortable, but it still has nothing to do with the price of tea in China.
Not one thing at all. But now, before I go, this is not the first Washington team that's had to change their name.
That's right. The Bullets had to change their name because all that.
Right.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, because of all the violence that was happening when they were the Bullets.
Yeah.
And then they changed their names to the Wits.
Trust me, I had that conversation this weekend because somebody who's mad about the Redskins was like, I mean, really? All of the killing and y'all going to change it like the Bullets were killing people? Blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I totally understand what you're saying.
The one thing I will say is that some of these things that they want to get rid of, I'm probably one of your older listeners, I'm 55 years old, uh-huh. as an older black man, some of these things we don't need to get rid of, because now you're getting rid of the history. Is as bad as it hurts, and as much as it reminds you of negative, some of this stuff needs to stay in front of people and build a memorial to it. Have placards that explain exactly what happened on these particular sites.
I agree. I think the same way they did with the National Museum, with the Civil Rights Museum. I think that you can extend that to where people start looking at Aunt Jemima, or looking at Uncle Ben, or looking at the what's on the back of the nickel. And you're like, wow, that's a plantation. Mm-hmm. You thought it was the White House. You know what I'm saying? And teach people that so they can walk away with a little bit more knowledge. I appreciate it, AJ. Let's see. Nicole is on the phone. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Now, you saying that it is. What about if it's not an overcorrection? Now, tell me what you're thinking.
So, this is what I'm saying. You know, I lost a loved one myself to government officials. Let's just leave it at that. And in my case, some were terminated, and some were suspended. Some even asked for their job back. But my thing is that, just like with every other government official who's in charge of us, and I mean us as the world as a whole, good things do come out of it. Overcorrection. Could it be that we have too much expectation in other things and other people? Because our expectations of, say, the police department or the fire department or nurses to do a certain thing, and when they fall short, they don't meet our expectations. So they're human. We're all human. There can never be too overcorrection, because nobody's perfect.
No, wait. I don't think you understand. Overcorrection, we gave a few examples. When somebody spills coffee on their lap and now you can't drink coffee the way you normally would drink coffee, that's an overcorrection. It's not something that...
No, it's not.
But it is.
No, your expectation was that lady who sold the coffee knew that you were going to be fooling around in your car, probably on your way to work, trying to put on makeup, and you burnt yourself with the coffee.
Okay, so because you're clumsy, now we can't have the same lips, the lip thing, the tips that we had. Like, the comfort of everybody else gets sacrificed by one. That's an overcorrection. It's like a, somebody...
No, because now you know what the world is doing in the morning when they're coming to get that coffee.
But it's not the world. It's that person.
But the
if there was a preponderance of people burning themselves, then you correct it. But when one happens...
There is. If you do the statistics...
Okay, I'm not looking up coffee statistics. Sweetie, Nicole, Nicole, I get it.
I get it.
Okay.
The expectations were high, so they raised the bar.
I got you. All right. Thank you. All right. I appreciate it. All right, because I'm not going to argue coffee. I'm saying if you... The issue at hand is people who are dying at the hands of law enforcement. And somebody argued with me saying, why... Is it that, you know, people are dying at exorbitant rates in African-American-based cities like Atlanta or Chicago, and nobody's marching for that? I'm like, it's not the fact that nobody is marching for that. That has been a part of the lexicon in the African-American community forever. Black people killing anyone, white people killing anyone, that's crime. What we're talking about is when you call a protector to show up to help you, or a police officer pulls you over, you have to pull over. Like if a person who's a thug, or like some hustler or some gangster or some kind of bad person pulls up next to my car and waves a gun and say, "Pull your butt off," I'm not pulling over.
I'm
speeding up. I'm running off. I'm not gonna go engage. But if an officer pulls up and says, "Hey, pull over," I have to. If they show up at my house, they have to be able to come in if they got a warrant, a probable cause, or whatever. So they get unfettered access. So if they come in and are afraid of me because of whether it's the hue of my skin or because I'm a large man and they think I'm animalistic or whatever it is that they have as a preconceived notion of if I make a sudden movement, I should be put down, that's a fear. That's a real thing. And so that is the issue. And that has to be fixed. Maybe it's law enforcement going to school longer. Maybe it's, you know, maybe ramping them up like we said about the cosmetology thing. Cosmetology is a year. They half a year. So maybe they need to flip the script. Maybe you can do a fade after 20 weeks, but you need to have an officer maybe learn how to use his big words. Like, you know, so that's the issue. The overcorrection, I feel, Cleveland losing his job or, you know, Uncle Ben not able to sell rice no more. Like, you know, that does nothing to make sure that I can make it home when I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I got to drive to Tallahassee this weekend. You go through a lot of areas of Tallahassee headed from here to Tallahassee that you don't necessarily want to get pulled over. I'd like this maybe to get fixed before I got to get on the road on Friday. But I ain't mad at Cleveland.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Tomahawk chop ain't done nothing to me. I get that it's an issue, but it ain't my issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have people that are texting in saying they didn't really want to name their company, but their company is named after a former president. And they're like, is the whole company going to change? The name, the logo, everything like that.
With the way things are going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that feels like that's terrible. Imagine a company that has to go change everything. Mm-hmm. And this time when they ain't got money, because they firing people because their money is low. And they're like, oh, by the way, we got to knock down the building.
We got to rebrand this whole thing.
We got to change the logo and we got to change the commercial and all that stuff. Like, that's a lot. And that still doesn't make Breonna Taylor's family or Elijah McClain's family whole. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, watch this over here while we still ain't going to do nothing over here. It's like, yo, you know, we can save a lot of energy. And this conversation is all great. It can happen later. But, man, it's like, come on, dude. I mean, when they took away the thing from Disney, it was like the song that had to go, you know, and they was like, and then now, you know, Princess Jasmine is now at the center of that. Like, that's awesome, but it's something that should have happened before, but now it's prevalent now because it's going to help Elijah McClain.
No.
It's not going to.
It's not. You know, so it just feels like that's what I mean about overcorrection, because overcorrecting all this, still doesn't affect the issue, you know. So that was that. We got a bunch of texts still coming in. People still upset. I didn't say they're changing Jesus, okay? I see a lot of Jesus mentions in here. Yeah. I just listen. Orlando, seriously look into this. McDonald's wanted that coffee to be indigestible. The lady had the right to throw a fit. that's not right. There's more people who burn themselves with the coffee. Orlando is disrespectful. Okay. All right. I'm disrespectful. Let's see here. Hocus pocus, shift the focus.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I never heard that before. Sleight of hand. That might be the three Caramonte thing I was talking about. Okay. Let's see. I don't care about them renaming streets. This is an overcorrection. All right. How are you going to take away the name of a guy who fought for free slaves? Yeah. That's right. a true thing, too. So there's a lot of conversation and not enough about the real issue. So that's the whole point for you right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.